Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Text pops up. Twin span is just as important as the causeway, and you barely report on it. Look, I know people are getting cranky, so if you want to text me with something nasty, get it out of your system. I don't care. It's not going to affect me, and it might make you feel better and keep you from snapping at somebody that you care about. Twin spans, we talked to Scott Boyle about this early this morning at 6:15. That's under the purview of DOTD. They hope by this afternoon to have it open, but again, you're talking about blotches of black ice elevated over water, and they have to try to find these, break them up with hammers or propane if necessary. We're looking at a cloudy start here in Belchase, so I don't know if that's going to affect things or not. We were hoping for a fully sunny day, but we're going to talk to the National Weather Service about that as well later on. Jeff Nowak joins us now, our friend, to talk about the NFC playoffs, also about some stuff going on with the Saints. How you doing, Jeff? WWL Saints sideline reporter.
I'm doing good, but you're making me feel bad. I'll stop sending those angry text messages.
No, I don't care. Look, if it makes you feel better, it doesn't hurt my feelings because, you know, I'm a psychopath. I have no feelings. Let's talk about, or sociopath, whatever it is.
Hey, I was going to say, I think you mean sociopath, but that's okay. Only a sociopath would correct you on that.
If there's a pathway, I'm on it. Let's talk about Derek Carr and these rumors. I don't know who started the rumors, but about maybe the Giants expressing some interest.
Yeah, well, I think we'll get to that point in this offseason where, you know, some teams are going to be looking at their quarterback situation, saying who's going to start for as a quarterback. Are there any veteran options out there on the market? And Derek Carr is probably going to intrigue some people. He's got a pretty big contract number, but if you're a team with cap space, that might not be your biggest issue, and you're going to look at it and say, hey, this is a veteran quarterback. He's put up some pretty good numbers. What I could say for the Giants is all they really have at this point to be happy about is a defensive line, an offensive line, and a star wide receiver. And, you know, if you're a team with an offensive line and a star wide receiver and no quarterback, you're going to be looking for someone who can complete passes. It's a quarterback statistical dream because the defense isn't going to slow anybody down, and you're going to be able to have some time and a guy to throw to. So I wouldn't rule it out.
This is not against anything against Derek Carr. It's about situations and fit. And Derek Carr himself could be a lot more successful and a lot happier in a different situation. As I understand it, not a great year for quarterbacks, but you got Spencer Rattler set the Saints rookie passing record last season. So if you are going to have a new coach coming in, maybe not a great year for a quarterback in a draft, maybe it would be a good time for the Saints to open some space up. I'm just saying in my mind's eye, Jeff, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Maybe better move for Derek Carr. Saints open up some money under the cap. See what Spencer Rattler can do this year. And then maybe as a bridge quarterback, if you're going to have one instead of Derek Carr, make it Spencer Rattler. And then see what happens after that. Thoughts on all of that?
Well, what I will say is you're not really opening up a ton of space on the cap. Because it's how you structure Derek Carr's contract. You're going to eat a $40 million cap hit if you trade him. That will free up $11 million you know, because if you trade him, you will his roster bonus has an offset clause. So if you did trade him, you would save that $10 million. So right now his cap number is $50 million. If you keep him on the roster, and you'd probably restructure a good chunk of that. If you trade him, that's down to $40 million, and you'd have to figure out a way to eat that cap hit while keeping in mind you still have to clear about $40 million in cap space through restructures or cuts or whatever. So it would not make things easier in terms of building a roster this year. What it would do is create a scenario where you go into 2026 and you're free and clear of that Derek Carr contract, and that's definitely going to be an attractive option if you're a coach that's willing to go into next season feeling like we might struggle, but it's okay. We're going to come out the other side a much better group for that. So something to keep in mind. The other thing that I don't see people talking about is Derek Carr has a no trade clause in his contract. So he only goes to the place he wants to go.
But
so
again,
if he sees New York and says, I don't want to go there, and New York is the only team trying to offer a trade for him, he can say no. So that's, you know, we ran into that with the Raiders when the Raiders tried to get rid of him, and there were a couple teams that, you know, that were willing to maybe trade for him, and he was like, I'd rather just go into free agency. It's a little different this time because I just don't see a scenario where the Saints cut Derek outright. Mm-hmm. It just would not make sense financially for the team, and they would have to really, really want to get rid of him if that was the case, and I just don't see that being true. So I really do think this is going to be a scenario where if a team wants him, they'd have to come trade for him. I don't think they're going to be able to sign him as a free agent.
All right, and again, I'm not trying to get rid of Derek Carr. I'm just saying there could be a situation where maybe it works out best for everybody. That's all. We'll take a break, yeah. Come back, talk about AFC, NFC championship games, and also about some head coaching moves that are happening in the NFL and how it affects the Saints' search for a new head coach. Jeff Nowak, our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter. The causeway's open. You'll hear about that in traffic in a second. Also, the latest on Twins fans, everything else. Matter of fact, let's look at it right now. 822 traffic on WWL. All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. What's going on with the new Jaguars head coach and the NFL head coaches search and all that stuff, Jeff, the latest?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird situation with the Jaguars because it seemed like they had moved on from Liam Cohen. Liam signed an extension to stay with the Bucs, who's going to be the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL, and then the Jaguars go and fire Trent Baalke, their GM, and suddenly Liam Cohen is back in the mix. The Crick is going to take that job. So that takes another head coach vacancy off the table, and it means the Bucs, for the third consecutive year, Todd Bowles is sitting there trying to find a new offensive coordinator. He's done a pretty good job the last two times, so you should feel confident. But it's one of the issues with defensive head coaches, non-offensive head coaches, is everyone wants to hire those hotshot offensive coordinators, and you're sitting there trying to make the right decision over and over and over again, and sometimes you get it wrong. So it's the Saints and the Raiders look like they're the last two teams on the pile there.
Nothing really. Are we going in a dead period here 2 weeks before the Super Bowl where nothing's going to move as far as Saints head coaches or at least announcements or anything because the NFL likes all the attention to be for the Super Bowl, right?
No, I don't think that's true. I think the Saints are going to continue to do their interviews. I mean, the NFL is not saying, like, don't hire a head coach during the Super Bowl window.
I understand that, but
so they're going to interview, you know, Mike Kafka, Anthony Weaver. Sounds like they're going to try to interview Mike McCarthy. What's going to happen next week probably is they're going to try to schedule interviews with Joe Brady and Kellen Moore, maybe some other candidates if anyone catches their eye, because you can't actually talk to coaches on any of those championship team rosters in person until after the title games are played. And then you're going to have that open week. What's going to be beneficial for the Saints in this situation is if, say, it's the Eagles and Bills in the Super Bowl. Well, I think most coaches would be like, hey, I kind of want to focus on the Super Bowl. Well, that's in New Orleans, so they're going to be here anyway. So if there was, it might make it a little easier to coordinate an in-person interview during that open week if they could just come down a day early and just sit and do that rather than, you know, having to fly out to wherever, right? And then take the attention off their team. So I think that might work out. And then if they lose, then they're free anyway. So I think the Super Bowl being in New Orleans this year might actually work to their advantage with those two guys in particular. But I don't think they're going to rush to make a head coaching hire. That's one of the things that annoys me about these head coaching searches. It sees them just all in a rush to hire somebody first, and then they fire them 2 years later. I'm like, what went wrong? Anyway, so I think the Saints will take their time, but they'll get their due diligence on these guys.
Do me a favor, Jeff. Don't ever correct me on the air again, please. No, I'm just teasing you. I appreciate your insights. I always do. But let me ask you this real quick about the Derek Carr piece of this puzzle as it relates to the coaches search. Does one affect the other or not?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Whatever coach you hire is going to have a big say in what happens to Derek Carr, no question.
So, and then that goes back to Mickey Loomis and his thoughts on Derek Carr, and then you ask, I'm just wondering about the interview process here. You ask, so what would you like to do with the Saints offense? And Mickey Loomis also has a vision about Derek Carr, whether to keep him or not, right?
Yeah, I'll put it this way. Like, it's going to be a lot more about one than the other. It's going to be about what the head coach wants, not so much about what you want to do with Derek Carr. Like, you're not going to make the coach decision based on what you want for Derek Carr. You're going to make the Derek Carr decision based on what you want for the head coach.
That makes sense. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Oh, you want to pick some winners for the weekend?
I'm going Bills and Eagles.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Sorry, guys.
No, that's all right. No. There's no sorry. I'm just wanting to know what you thought. We'll take a break and come back and talk with Brian Adams, state fire marshal, a tragedy happened overnight. We'll talk about that and also about fire safety. We'll check in with the National Weather Service.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
About clouds and sun and snow melt and more right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Eno's Inn. 3:17 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, as we continue to try to get back to normal after the snow event. Of course, the thing that we all have to watch out for is because things are different, doing things that are not normal to us, and as a result, causing problems, forced errors, unforced errors, as I call them, be it in traffic or even heat in your home. Brian Adams joins us now, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Talk about that. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. We needed another day of sun, man.
Yeah, we do, and it's partly cloudy here. I hope we get it. Tragedy, you know, we always talk about, unfortunately, when we go into a season like this where some people are alive that by the time we get through the event are not going to be alive. And unfortunately, a deadly fire in a Berman area of New Orleans this morning.
Yeah, man. So that May 15, unfortunate fatality for us for the year, which has been extremely busy for us. It's just unusual. I think last year at this time, we may have had one or two at the most. So the cold weather has really put a damper on things for the fire service. But we want to just keep preaching that heat of safety stuff. I hadn't had a chance to talk to Chief Nelson in New Orleans yet, but I did see the media's reporting that they believe it was a space heater. So again, we just want to talk about those, you know, space heaters. Keep them 3 to 5 feet away from curtains and bedspreads and furniture. You want to make sure you plug those space heaters in directly to the wall. Extension cords and those power strips are not made to outfit those appliances, those space heaters. They're just not what they do. Never use your stove or your oven to heat your home. Don't overfill your fireplaces. And don't leave those things unattended. If you can at night, try to unplug that space heater and cover up with a couple extra blankets. And before you go to bed at night, you know, we keep preaching it. Make sure your smoke alarm's working.
Yeah. Tell people about the free smoke alarm thing, if you can, again, Brian, so people know about it.
Yeah, so we have a I appreciate you asking that. We have a program called Operation Save a Life. So we partner with fire departments all over the state to give away a free smoke alarm to anybody that needs one. So if you need a smoke alarm, you don't have a working smoke alarm in your home, call your local fire department, and they'll come out and install that smoke alarm in your home for free. A couple of weeks ago, we got a huge donation from Lowe's over in Slidell of about 34,000 smoke alarms, so we have plenty on hand. So if your smoke alarm's not working, reach out to your local fire department. If not, you can contact us directly on our website, which is lasfm.org, and we'd be happy to come do it ourselves.
Found a 60-year-old woman dead this morning. It was on Diane Street in Algiers. The firefighters said they found a space heater next to a bed that burned through the floor. And, Brian, you know, I'm not trying to minimize this at all, but I got to tell you, going into this event, I think the awareness campaign that you guys have done paid off, and I'm surprised that there weren't more tragedies like this that happened. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, look, the media has been really helping us, and you have. Look, we've been on with you 3 times in the last week, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. And we're going to continue pushing it next week. I'm going to get busy with the Operation Save a Life program and try to do some more media blasts. So if you got a spot for us next week and we can talk about it again, I'd appreciate it. But we got to get the message out. We've got these things on hand, and they are the first line of defense to get you out your home in time, and they will. They will go off, and they'll wake you up, and you'll be able to get out and save you and your family.
And I think what happens, again, what causes problems is when you do, first of all, you're uncomfortable. It's a different situation. You're out of your routine. You're uncomfortable. So you're trying to do something to ameliorate that and make yourself more comfortable. And maybe sometimes just normal thinking or, and I'm not trying in any way to say anything happened with this 60-year-old woman like this. I'm just saying that generally speaking, when you do something that you're not used to doing and you are uncomfortable at the time, maybe that makes you not think things all the way through, right?
No, absolutely. And listen, the reality is the lady was probably cold, right? And she wanted the space heater closer to her to keep her warm.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, it's the reality that we face and not realizing what's too close. It's why we got to continue pushing this message.
So you said 15 for the year so far?
Yeah, 15.
That's a lot, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's like I said, you know, this time last year we had one, maybe two. And out of the 15, we can only confirm that one home had a working smoke alarm in it.
Other thoughts about fireplaces and everything else? Because I don't think we can say this enough, because even if somebody, one person hears it that didn't hear it before, even though others have heard it repeatedly, if it prevents a tragedy, it's worth it. Just some common sense things about fireplaces and so forth, Brian?
Yeah, so you and I talked last time about making sure that the flue's clean and make sure that the damper's open on your fireplace. Don't overfill it. If you put one or two logs in it, putting five or six logs in, it's not going to make any difference. Put one or two and it's going to heat the same. Don't overfill it. Make sure you clean it after every time you use it. Put that fire out at night before you go to bed. Don't use candles. If you do use candles, make sure you put those things out as well. And just don't leave them unattended.
And the other thing I'll add, you know, I know people decorate trees for Mardi Gras, and I don't mean to beat this into the ground, but if you have still have a real Christmas tree in your house, you need to get it the hell out today, because these things can go up like unbelievably quick and literally burn your house down.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, this far into the new year, the tree's probably been up since early December, late November. It's a match. It's a match waiting to go up, and it'll go up in a matter of seconds.
Tell me about real quick about the importance of water pressure when it comes to fighting fires. And now that the freeze is over, you don't have to run water anymore and all that, please.
Yeah. So look, the fire service is not inexperienced with the lack of water. We deal with this every time we get a hurricane. You know, when a hurricane hits, it pulls trees over and it breaks lines. And so the fire service is prepared. A fire truck's got 500 to 1,000 gallons of water on it. I know the local guys in this region have prepared for that. They've got extra manpower, extra resources, extra trucks on hand. Jefferson Parish, in particular, has a couple of tanker trucks that hold 3,000 gallons of water, one placed on each side of the river. So the fire service is prepared. You don't need to drip your water anymore. And I think the water pressure has come back up. Mine has here at my home in West Wego. So I think we're on a track to getting everything going again.
A little bit of patience, just hang in there, boy. By Saturday, this will all just be a memory. Thank you, Brian Adams, State Fire Marshal. We'll talk to you again next week. Whenever you want to come on with anything, you let us know, all right?
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you, buddy.
Brian and I go back decades being friends. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Friday morning. It's been a hell of a week. I don't know how else you can phrase it. Hannah Lindsay joins us now, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Tell me about the high temperatures, about the melt and the rapidity of what we can expect, because it is all about the melt at this point, right?
Yeah, it sure is. So we probably won't get quite as warm as we did yesterday, but we should still get into the mid-40s for most of the South Shore there. So that should really just melt anything that's lingering in sunny areas, but the one thing we are concerned about is anything that's in really, really shaded areas might still stick around a little bit.
So why not as warm as yesterday? Because of less sun or what?
Yep. Just you know, we're probably going to have some radiational cooling tonight, so that's going to have something to do with it as well. Overnight lows are going to be pretty close to freezing, so, you know, it's just we might just see shaded areas still kind of have some slick spots.
So if you had to guess or estimate at what point all of this will be gone, melted completely, is there any way you can put a timeline on it?
I would I would say tomorrow should take care of that. Tomorrow, high temperature is going to be in the mid-50s, so that mm-hmm. should absolutely take care of it. And if for some reason it didn't, Sunday we're going to be in the mid-60s, so that absolutely would take care of it.
So beyond that, as far as any more cold weather, freezing temperatures, I know some stuff going around. How far out can you really dependably or reliably forecast the weather?
We can go out reliably about 7 days, and just taking a look through our next 7 days, we're not looking to be cold at all. We're going to be in the mid-60s pretty much the whole week, so nothing cold or snow on the current horizon.
Okay, and what about beyond that as we head to the Super Bowl? Can you look beyond that and see any, just not reliably, but just is there any polar vortex, anything else, any serious cold weather that we would have to worry about?
Yeah, we can take like a generalized look, and I took a look this morning. I didn't see anything that stuck out to me that would be anything close to what we saw this past week. We might have, you know, a cool down or two, but nothing as crazy as we saw the last few days.
So all the way through the Super Bowl, you don't see any kind of snowstorm, any kind of freeze, nothing like that, just maybe a little bit of cold.
Yep, that's what it looks like right now.
All right, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm just trying to get the story. But if you can make the story nice, that'd be even better, Hannah. So, okay, so to recap here, not as warm as it was yesterday. Maybe some problems with not completely melting in the shady areas, but by tomorrow, without doubt, all of this should be gone.
That's right.
All right, any final thoughts?
Oh, I think that's it. Just watch out for those shaded areas. Could still be slick, especially overnight.
Thank you, Hannah Lindsay with National Weather Service. We appreciate it. It has been, as I said, one hell of a week. If you missed